For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The U.S. Justice Department is contemplating a reduced charge for Julian Assange, the Wall Street Journal reports, potentially leading to his release from a British jail. The deal would put an end to a 14-year legal saga that started with WikiLeaks' publication of tens of thousands of classified documents criticizing America's actions in Iraq and Afghanistan. Assange faces 18 counts related to disclosing classified information, but his defense argues that he just acted as a journalist. Anonymous hackers claim to have breached Israel's Dimona nuclear facility, leaking documents ranging from invoices to email correspondence in support of Palestinians amid the Gaza conflict. Jewish News Syndicate reports that Israeli authorities are verifying the authenticity of the leaked data, which is said to be 7 gigabytes of data, including thousands of PDFs, while some details remain under government censorship. The National Security Agency and Environmental Protection Agency have warned state governors to bolster their cybersecurity measures for drinking water and wastewater systems, citing their attractiveness as targets for cyberattacks. According to Forbes, the agencies are urging comprehensive risk assessments and risk reduction measures to mitigate potential threats, highlighting the need for enhanced cybersecurity practices to safeguard vital infrastructure. Radiant Logistics has taken action to isolate its Canadian operations following a cyberattack that has caused service delays for customers in that country, but is promising to have resolved the issue within a week. The Record reports that the incident, which was detected in its early stages in mid-March, has affected the Seattle area company's logistics services, including warehousing and distribution, customs brokerage, and order fulfillment. The coastal resort city of Jacksonville Beach, Florida, faces fallout from a cyberattack that compromised, quote, certain files in the city's systems, including the personal data of residents, with social security and driver's license numbers among the data compromised. According to News for Jax, the city is grappling with the aftermath of the sophisticated attack, which disrupted operations and affected services to its 23,800 residents. An investigation is ongoing as authorities work to mitigate the breach's impact. And finally, a 26-year-old Texas man, Wycliffe Yves Florizard, was apprehended for boarding a Delta Airlines flight using a photo that he'd taken of another passenger's boarding pass when the passenger wasn't looking. The New York Times reports that, despite passing TSA security checks with a photo ID and boarding pass, Florizard evaded scrutiny by hiding in a toilet at the front of the plane until it had been completely boarded and the doors secured. The incident raises concerns over aviation security loopholes and highlights vulnerabilities in boarding procedures. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.